You are with The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Hell's Fury, the Hollywood songbook, is being presented by Soundstreams, the Luminato Festival, and Pink House Productions, running June 19th through 23rd at Harborfront Center Theater. Internationally renowned baritone Russell Braun will portray famed Hollywood composer Hans Eisler in the world premiere of this unique work of musical theater. The piece follows the brilliant Austrian Jewish and Marxist composer who fled to Hollywood in 1938, only to be deported a decade later due to the strong arm of the McCarthy era. In private, he wrote Hollywood's Songbook, a brilliantly evocative song cycle full of anger, melancholy, and wit, with many of the songs using poems written by his friend and frequent collaborator, Bertolt Brecht. Hollywood Songbook helped to establish Eisler's reputation as one of the 20th century's great leader composers. With me now to examine this story and this special presentation is baritone Russell Braun, well known around the world for his performances at the Met in New York, Paris, Vienna, Los Angeles, Milan, and Salzburg. And you'll know him from the COC and TSO as well.
When I listen to the victory speech.
Russell Braun, welcome.
Hello.
Great to have you here. And before I do anything else, I'll point out that you are wearing a Toronto Raptors shirt this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Go Raptors.
It's the only one I have. Go Raptors.
I know. I had to dig out mine earlier this year, too. I know what you mean.
Our sons are huge sports fans. Our whole family is.
It's an exciting time.
Even my mother, who is probably listening to the radio right now.
Very good. So do you look at a role like this and say, thank goodness for summertime? Because I think you would have been busy otherwise. You are just such a superstar. You perform all over the world. Is this this sort of became available to you sort of off-season? Is that fair to say?
Well, quite. For many, many years, summer was actually the busiest time because of festivals.
Right.
And as the kids were growing, I took more time to be at home, partially so that I could attend all their numerous endless baseball games.
Good for you.
But it's interesting that you refer to it as a role because it's not a existing piece of theater or an opera, you know, what I would normally be exposed to. It's really a creation and amalgamation of his songs,
right.
Bertolt Brecht's texts, and historical elements about his life as well. So it's, I've never thought of it as a role, actually.
Sure. Well, perhaps it will be a role at some point.
But it is.
Right now, you are giving birth to it on some level. What have you learned about this man, Hans Eisler, just preparing for this particular show?
Well, I've learned that he had an incredible ability to make the most of his environment. And to seek a kind of level of practicality for his music. It sounds maybe a little far-fetched, but what I admire so much about him is that he really wrote music for the people. And not, I mean, when one says that, it's for really the working class. There was nothing highbrow about his aspiration.
And I think we love artists like that. I mean, they're so endearing towards people, and they stick, they often, you know, they stick out, right? Because that's not everybody can do that.
Yeah. I mean, it came from his convictions, both politically and personally. But his commentary on the life in Hollywood, which is, you know, what these songs is mostly focusing on, the years that he spent in Hollywood writing really successful film music. But part of him retained this kind of feeling that he was, in a sense, selling his soul in order to be able to get by. And he more than got by. He was very successful, as I said. And so this idea of having sold his soul
It wouldn't
comes out in those songs.
It wouldn't take long for that to to feel like poison in your system.
I'm sure Hollywood is the place.
You know, he had all this in talent, but rejected in so many ways, in so many places, in so many parts of his life. It just seems hard to imagine that type of adversity with, like you say, being so talented.
Yeah, well, he was exiled twice, and before he ended up in Hollywood, he had lived, when he was exiled from Germany under the Nazis, he didn't go directly to America. He went all across Europe. He had Austrian citizenship as well, because his father was Austrian. But he seemed to really identify with the sort of zeitgeist of post-World War I Berlin, Germany in particular, that sort of created incredible, there was a sense of you know, exploding creativity during that time.
Yeah, absolutely. And several people jumped on that time and used it to propel their careers. And so how do you take this music that he created and work it into a musical theater production that in 2019 is going to work and be compelling? And I mean, there's a lot of themes there you mentioned that are pretty compelling and pretty timeless, but tell us a little bit about what we're going to experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, this work, the bulk of it, has been done by Tim Albury, who has a fascination with this music. I didn't even honestly know about it years ago, but
that's kind of the fun of it.
Almost, I would say, 10 years ago that Tim approached me. We had worked together on a production for the Canadian Opera Company, War and Peace by Prokofiev, and sort of stayed in contact and had a really good working relationship. And he had this idea way back 10 years ago, and then it sort of disappeared again and almost happened in between at some point. But finally, we put time aside, and he has worked out really the narrative of these songs. Most of them are from a collection of songs called The Hollywood Songbook, but some of them are taken from other works of his, if they fit, the narrative.
I think any project that takes 10 years to build is worth noting and worth seeing, and just the blood, sweat, and tears that went into that. I'll ask you, of course, this production beginning on June 19th, running through the 23rd. We'll give all the details in a moment, but where will we see you in 2019, 2020 once this production is wrapped up? Have you got some, you must have some plans.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Well, I mean, my regular returning gig is now doing a lot of teaching at University of Toronto.
Very good.
Where I've been teaching for the last 15 years or so, off and on. I returned to the Canadian Opera Company in January of 2020 as the father in Hansel and Gretel.
Wonderful.
And in the fall...
Something you know about.
I know. It took a long time before I played my first father role, having a 22-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Sure, yeah. It did take you a while, yeah.
And so I've got concerts in the fall, some recitals with my wife Carolyn out in Regina and Vancouver, some symphony engagements, and then the spring and summer is pretty much all opera. I go to Japan for Fledermaus. I go to Aix-en-Provence for a production of Così fan tutte.
It's always fascinating to me, the life of an opera singer, and congratulations on everything that's happened for you. It's always incredible. But Hell's Fury, The Hollywood Songbook, June 19th through 22nd at 7 p.m., June 23rd at 2 p.m., Harbourfront Center Theater down on Queens Quay, and presented by Soundstreams, Luminato, and Pink House Productions. Tickets starting at $45, and you can visit soundstreams.ca or luminatofestival.com to pick up tickets. And Russell Braun, a real pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mark.
We're going to play some Russell Braun right now from The Barber of Seville.